Hello and welcome to the Love Jesus podcast. We're coming out of Exodus 3, 1 through 4 this week, where last week we buckled down on the word Hineni, where Moses replies to the Lord, "Here I am," and says to the Lord, "Use me." And so today we're going to go through verses 5 through 8. So Exodus 5 through 8 is our scripture, and I'm just going to read that all to you first, and then we'll break it down. So in Exodus 3 verse 5 it says, "Do not come any closer," the Lord warned. "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. In verse 7 it says, "Then the Lord told him, 'I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering.'" Verse 8 says, "So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where the Canaanites..." I'm going to save y'all the pronunciation of this, but we're going to say the Canaanites and family now live. If you know the pronunciation of those tribes, please leave me a comment. I need to speak with you desperately. So, and I'm going to read that one more time with paraphrasing. "It is a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where the Canaanites and family now live." So, we're going to go back to verse 5 and break it on down. So, verse 5 says, "Do not come any closer," the Lord warned. "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." I don't know about you, but there's a little bird in my soul that always tends to hear, "We are standing on holy ground." If you hear that, I bet you that's what Moses heard. "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground," meaning that that ground should be a ground where you reverence God. So a lot of times in our new churches, we talk about reverence of the house of God. And this is so important because the holy ground, in the places in which we worship, they're a place that should be reverent because we love God and we're coming there to give respect to God for all that he's done for our life, through our life. So when we're standing in our church, we consider that holy ground because that's the place where we come in expectation that God's going to meet us. In verse 6, it says, "I am God your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." When Moses heard this, he covered his face and he was afraid to look at God. This is important. Write this down. Fear God. If nothing else in your life, if you don't fear your parents, you don't fear laws or regulations, please fear God. Because he loves you enough to give you a reprimanding when you need it in a kind and loving way. And it's partially your conscience. Like, God will come to you and say, "This is wrong. Don't do this." Fear God because he loves you. And he wants you to be better, and he wants you to have all the good things in your life. So here we find that God is telling Moses who he is. He says, "I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of Jacob. Meaning, I've done miracles. I can do this miracle. It's nothing but a thing to God. And Moses is afraid. I would be afraid. In the face of a God that's so extravagant, we should all be afraid. In verse 7, the Lord says to him, "I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I hear their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering." This is so important, and I want to spend a little bit of time here with you guys. Because in this verse, God is acknowledging the prayers of his people. He's saying, "I have heard their cries." So friend, if you cry out every day for the soul of a lost family member and you don't think the Lord is hearing you, I want you to open your Bible. Exodus 3:7. And it says, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt, and I hear their cries of distress. Friend, he hears you. He hears your distress. He hears your cries. He sees that your life is not what you want, and he still is there for you. He's working for you. Give him time, because I am so sure that the Israelites did not know that he was having this conversation with Moses at this time. Friends, you may not hear the Lord's conversation, but he's having conversations on your behalf. Just trust and believe that he hears your cries of oppression. In verse 8, he says, so I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own land that's fertile and spacious. It is flowing with milk and honey, a land where the Canaanites and family now live. So what you take out of this verse is so different between each person. You could take different things, but listen, this is what I get out of this verse when I read it. God came to Moses in this chapter to talk to Moses of a plan to rescue his people. He's come down to rescue them from the oppressors. He's come down and chosen an apprentice to lead them to their own land that's spacious. So he's telling Moses in this chapter, I'm not only going to lead them to a new land, but I'm going to give them a spacious land. I'm going to give them a fertile land so that they can plant seeds, grow crop, and harvest. And I'm going to give them a spacious land where they have land to do it. In this verse, it's confirming that he will do for you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. The Israelites may not have asked him for a fertile and spacious land, but our God is the God of the promise, and he will give you the things that you need, exceeding and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Our minds cannot even accept the things that he has for our lives. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have to be oppressed and cry out. Because here we see that the Israelites have been oppressed and they did cry out. And so God then sends Moses to lead them out of the oppression into a promised land, equipping that promised land with more than they could ever ask or think. So friend, if you take nothing else from this little word of scripture today, take this. He hears you, and he is equipped to give you more than you can ask or think. So, Father, I thank you for my friend and listener today. I thank you, Lord, that you have heard their cries of oppression. I thank you, Lord, that throughout the Word of God, you have delivered your people time and time again. And I know, Lord, that you're never late for any situation. And I thank you, Lord, for each blessing that you have in the works that we can't see. I thank you, Lord, for the conversations that you're having on our behalf that we can't hear. And I thank you, Lord, for the turnaround for your people who are oppressed. Throughout the story of Moses, Lord, we've seen you take the unthinkable and do it. We've seen miracles, signs, and wonders. And Lord, I just pray that you would do miracles, signs, and wonders on behalf of each listener today. And Lord, I thank you again that, as always, our favorite love story was signed, Love, Jesus.